We are thrilled to be joined now by Super Bowl champion.
Nice.
Lamar Soup Campbell. It's got to feel good, Soup, to have that Super Bowl in front of your name now. Does that feel? How's that feeling? Welcome to the show.
Man, thanks, guys, for having me. It feels really good, man. I've been chasing that trophy for 30 years, and I was telling so many younger guys that there are people in Canton in the Hall of Fame that don't have a Super Bowl trophy. So to be able to have the honor, to be able to have that privilege, and what we had to do to get there the year that we had, phenomenal feeling, man. But we are looking forward to starting a new season. We'll get our rings in a couple of weeks, and it's on to the 2026 season, man, to try to go ahead and do it and do it again.
And with a Packers and Bears fan sitting in this studio, we hope you don't get another one anytime soon, Soup. But congrats on getting the one last year. So this is a little reunion.
I appreciate you.
I don't know if Soup knows this, but I don't know if you know this, Jim, but Soup hosted ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day here on ESPN Madison. Yes. Well, I know because you hosted the show. Did you know in 2014 I was the guy running the board for the show back in the Milwaukee studio?
Wow.
So we're all back together again, all even though we never even met face-to-face that entire year. But this is awesome. Soup, looking forward to catching up with you.
Love for the ESPN, nothing but love for the ESPN Madison family. You know, JR brought me on. It was a great opportunity for us. Great time for me to, as a Badger, to give back and talk Badger football. Man, you guys are doing an amazing job, and I appreciate you guys having me on today. It's awesome.
Soup, I want to ask you a question. I just want to, like, were you approached? Have you been, like, advisory role? Because everyone's talking about Barry Alvarez, and he should be involved in this board of directors search for the athletic director. You have been involved in hiring an NFL GM. Those might forget that you were in Chicago and you were part of a search committee there that brought in Ryan Poles, and all of a sudden that looks like a really good hire. And so Ben Johnson, you know, that probably helped there. But then also you brought in a Super Bowl winning coach with Seattle as you're helping and assisting with John Schneider and in that front office there. So you obviously have the experience of finding good leaders. You have a successful GM and a successful head coach on your resume there. What role, if any, have you had in at least talking to the Badgers about this?
No, I haven't had any role. No one's reached out to me from Madison. But I think I'm in the Taos tree and Joe Thomas tree of, you know, diehard Badger fans that once was best for the program. I think when you look at what we have right now, you have an opportunity to get a new athletic director. You have a new chancellor potentially coming in, and I believe a new UW systems president. Yep. So alignment is a superpower, right? If you can be aligned in some way, ideally you would love the chancellor to be in before the AD, but that's not necessarily the problem that we've dealt. So in Barry's words, we're not going to flinch. We have to move forward and figure this thing out. But I think when you look at the alignment and what we have, you have to understand we came from the Barry Alvarez and Donna Shalala tree. So we've seen what it looks like when the campus and football and the athletic department works together, right? When I was there working under Barry, me and Mac actually worked together. When I was AD of engagement, I have more of the players, I have more of the engagement, I have more of the community. Mac had a lot of the business acumen. Mac did a lot of things with the boosters, but Barry had two guys who were loyal, who understood the program. And I think that's what people don't realize is that the community is the first thing you have to go after. We have to, I think I heard you guys talking about earlier, like Barry would always tell us that you recruit what you see in the grocery store every day, right? So what does Wisconsin have? They have big guys, they have tough guys, they have linemen. So you had your Bernie Wyatt, you had your Brad Childresses, you had Billy Callahan's. And you look at the coaches, we actually had coaches on Barry's tree that went and had coaches in the NFL as well. So not only does the AD have to come in, but he has to come in and make sure he has the right staff. I hope Luke at the time, we know Jimmy was there. Jimmy Leonard was there at the time. We all thought Jimmy was going to get the job, but Luke Fickell was coming off a playoff experience. When I think we're looking at this AD and you're looking at when this person comes in, that first year, everyone should be on notice because you want your own people and you want to be able to say who's getting it done and who's not getting it done. And really outside of football, our athletic department is somewhat successful.
Yep.
Our men were in the finals for our women, probably have the biggest, you know, walking around with the confidence of anybody, our women's hockey team. I mean, you got to respect what they've been able to do, our volleyball team, our men's basketball team. I mean, you talk to some of these universities that don't have Final Four appearances or don't have bowl games, like you don't realize what you have until it's gone. And now as a former Badger, we're starting to realize what it's like now that Badger football isn't at an elite level. So even though I have not been contacted by anybody at Wisconsin, I think anybody knows any of us alumni, we're always a phone call away from helping out in any way that we can, whether it's roster alignment, NIL, and that's something I've noticed, that when I travel to these schools and I'm scouting these schools and I talk to the players and I talk to the staff, like, you see what works on the NIL space. You talk to the GMs there at that space to understand how they do alignment, how does cap space, how do you earmark for the next 15 or 16 players? Because NIL isn't just about recruiting, it's about retainment. These young men and young women are pros now. For all the people that don't believe it, this is who they are. So what platform do we offer as Wisconsin Badgers, not only help them as athletes, as people, but as businessmen and women as well, too? And I think that's the mindset the new AD should have.
Yeah, and you started to touch on it there. We don't have to give names, but successful athletic director, in your mind, in today's NIL, which, I mean, they're building a brand new facility here that Ted Kellner has helped, and you still have to keep up with the Joneses as far as facilities, but now you got to add the NIL part of it. So, in your mind, is the candidate experienced in college football? Is it a business person? Is it a former athlete? Do they have to have ties to Wisconsin? Yeah. So if you could kind of create a mock resume for that perfect AD, that'd be great. Because I think you, along with, you know, Tausch and Barry and all that, like, those are important voices to have into it, because you're right. You are coming from an era that feels too far away, but it was an era that was probably the most successful in Wisconsin athletics as a whole.
Well, I think when you look at and I don't know if Barry's involved it or not, but I want to give Barry credit, because Wisconsin football was always successful when Barry was around, right? I'm not going to look at coaches. Like, for instance, when I left in 2017 to go to Chicago, at the time, Barry was, I believe, on the college football playoff committee. And I sat down with him. And in true Barry fashion, he told me to take the money, because it was good money at the Bears. But also, he was on the forefront of helping me understand that the college model was on the way to the pro model. So in his mind, he was go learn the NFL model, because this is what college football is going to become down the line. He was in those conversations. He was in those rooms. So to not, in my opinion, you never turn down wisdom, and you never turn down someone that's been there and had an opportunity to hire great people. As far as you want the business acumen, you do want to be able to someone that maybe has played a sport. And I say, I know I am more than open to anyone coming from outside the program that has a great plan. But traveling around the country, being in the football world, Wisconsin is a different and a special place. And if you want to get the community back first, I've never seen last year, it broke my heart to see Cam Randall not fill on television last year. Now, my Badgers gave me bragging rights here in Seattle, because my punter was the leading passer when we beat the Huskies, but that was 1 week of enjoyment for me. Right. And you look at the ticket sales, you can't lose the ticket sales. You can't lose the support. You got to get out there in the community. We have to continue to lock the state lines. The new AD has to come in and have a multitude of skill sets. But what I've seen successful, JR, is you have to hire the right people around you. You have to understand your blind spots. You have to find people that are not good at what you're not good at, and be self-aware and not have an ego to say that I can do it all by myself. We're successful here because everyone, we had a job. We did a great job of hiring people. We did a great job of putting people in a position to be successful. And that's what I think Barry did best for us. When Barry hired me as assistant AD of engagement, I came to him with a problem once. He was writing something on his desk, and he didn't even look up. He said, "Sue, I didn't hire you to bring me problems. I hired you to bring me solutions." So after that, it's a problem solving base. And I would just walk by Barry in the office and say, "I took care of that thing for you," and just keep walking. You know, so have an ability to understand what it takes to get back on track. You have to have the community. You have to look at every sport that's involved. And hopefully we have a chancellor that comes in that supports athletics. Because the NIL space right now, you have to look at it from the NFL perspective. You have to budget. You have to have a salary cap. You have to have earmarked players. You have to recruit, re-recruit, and understand who your hot players are, so you're recruiting that position for if they go and take more money elsewhere else. It's really no different. We never had as much money as Penn State. We never had as much money as Michigan. We never had as much money as the Notre Dame. Like, that was always our case, but we're still able to build a top 25 program consistently. That's because we had the right people in place. People love what they did. You have to love to recruit. Like, you have to love everything about the university, your job, and your role. And I believe that's why we're successful. I believe the new AD has to have all those things.
Soup, we can talk a lot about, you know, what things we think can be done better right now. What do you think is the biggest reason for optimism moving forward for Wisconsin athletics? What stands out to you, like, this is untapped, or this is still something that fans or incoming players, everybody should be excited about supporting Wisconsin athletics?
That's actually a great question, man. I think the loyalty of the fan base. You know, I was taught that he who controls the mob controls Rome. That's something I've lived by. So if you don't have the community behind you, as I mentioned earlier, I believe that we were a little bit behind when NIL started, even though Barry had this vision early on. I think there is untapped potential. And when you're looking at what are we building at Wisconsin, when you come to Wisconsin, the first thing that any player should hear is the importance of giving back. I think people had a big misconception, even when I was in college and working in Madison at the time, and I've had this conversation several times. The athletes don't owe us anything. They worked hard to get where they are. We are here to serve them. We have jobs because of them. We are successful because of them. So if you build that in the foundation of what you are as far as giving back, then you have those high-level donors that want to be a part of it. You have those high-level donors that see you doing more than just asking for money. They want to see results, right? So it's going to be some time, and I got to be honest with myself and you guys, it's going to take us some time to turn it around from where we are when a new AD comes in. Unless we have Mark Cuban money coming in like Indiana did, that can flip a roster in 2 years, so be it. But you have to get the loyalty and the belief of the fans back. And other than the Packers and the Bucks, we're the only game in the state. The passion of Badger football. And I hope the AD, and I've had this conversation with JR as well, is two things that happen when you walk past Barry and Pat Richter's statues. You either say, damn, that's Barry and Pat's statue, or you say, I'm going to have my statue up there next. And that's the mindset I believe the next AD needs to have coming in.
Yeah, and I think that's an excellent point, that because of where Wisconsin is right now, you can come in here and get a statue. If you can get the Badgers right in football in the NIL era, it's going to be a major difference. And one of the things here, and it obviously comes down to dollars and then how do you spend those dollars, but there is also the coaching side of it, because you brought up Indiana, but Chris Signetti says that, like, right, their budget is not the same as some of the other schools. He has enough money to win, but then obviously in true Barry Alvarez style of, hey, get us close and I'll get us the rest of the way. I wanted to talk about, I mean, no Badgers drafted in the NFL draft this year. And honestly, the other part that was shocking to me was back into the 70s. The Badgers weren't even, like, good in the 80s, and they still had people drafted. It really was just one more shocking moment as a Badger fan, Jesse, at least, and I'm sure Soup is an alum, and then you're in front offices here too, that, wow. And the Badgers, look, they turn out good undrafted free agents, and the draft is kind of funky, and I like some of the players that Badgers could have a good NFL career. I mean, but also there's this other part of it, Soup, where you see former Badgers, and you see guys out having Chimray Dike down in Tennessee, a Milwaukee kid at Wisconsin.
Graham Mertz still a backup somewhere.
But, like, Dike but Dike went to Florida and then went to Tennessee and was all rookie there. I mean, so it's one of those things where not only are we not seeing Badgers drafted, we're seeing the Badgers go somewhere else and go play college ball and then get drafted. So as a former player and even in your current role, like, how does that sit with you?
No, it doesn't. It's tough, JR.
Yeah.
It really is, especially sitting in personnel, because your integrity is everything, but you have to call it how you see it. And we didn't have any players drafted. And I couldn't even look up the last time that happened. But when you look at what we're usually putting out, when you look at the guys that are in Pro Bowls and winning Super Bowls and the James Whites and all those other guys that are doing amazing, amazing things, you know, one thing that Wisconsin was always known for was our ability to develop players. We could take a two-star player and we could make him a five-star player and we could make him a top draft pick, right? I'm not internal, so I don't know what the development program looks like. But in the era of NIL, yes, guys are going to transfer and guys are going to go to the league. And as I mentioned before, it's not about recruiting as much as it is about retaining guys and guys that want to stick around and be Badgers. But if there was anything to me from the personnel perspective, and watching our games consistently and watching the Oregon game and watching all the games we played this year, obviously Oregon and Washington, because those are two of my schools that I evaluate, and watching our guys, we have to dig deeper into the talent pool. We have to develop at a high level. We have to have guys that, at the bottom line, love football. They have to love football. So it doesn't sit well for me. We were always known for developmental guys. I do believe that we are still known for tough, smart, dependable guys once they come through the program. I do think that is a hat that we can't hang our hat on. But as far as competing at a high level, competing in the Big Ten, and we're talking about playoff football, we have to have guys that love to recruit, that love to develop, and the city, the alumni, the state have to get behind us and continue to support to get those kind of players in here, because that's just where the game is now.
All right, last one from me, Soup. Congratulations. You just won a hypothetical lottery, and you are the next athletic director at the University of Wisconsin. So you come in, you know football. How are you critiquing Luke Fickell in your first year as the athletic director, his fourth year as the head coach of the football team?
Right. If I'm coming in, obviously I haven't worked with Luke. So that first year, as I mentioned earlier, is an evaluation period for everyone. You know, do I have the success that he has? Is that going to matter? Absolutely, it's going to matter if he has success or not. Even more so, how does his staff, how do the players feel? You know, you have to establish the leadership alignment across, you know, your coaches, your donors, your NIL collective, and your administration, right? If you're coming in, AD may want his guy. That's just the nature of the game. You may have a relationship with a guy that you want to bring in and be the head coach of your football team. But it's a what have you done for me right now business, unfortunately. We all wake up in the morning in this football world, and if we're good, if we just coming off a Super Bowl and we're not good next year, it's a what have you done for me right now world. And that's the pressure that we live with in the NFL. But we don't flinch. We keep forward. We keep pushing forward. So with Luke, it's how do the players play for you? Sometimes we can understand you don't have the money to get the talent. But are you maximizing the talent that you have? Are your guys running through the wall for you? Are you guys playing? Are they exhausting themselves to play for you? That's what Barry built it on. And I know Barry and people look at old school and people say, you know, Barry's time has passed, but old school principles and new school methods. Do you have the right kind of person? You know, the assessment of the character of the young man is just as vital as the talent. And that's how you rebuild a program. And right now, I think we're in a rebuild mode. We have to decide, are we a springboard program where guys come in and get an opportunity to go somewhere else? Or are we a retention program where we get guys in, develop them, and then continue to put them in the league? Because that is a legacy. I'm very honored to have come through Wisconsin and have my name down there on that NFL wall. And I'm assuming every player that comes through those doors wants the same. As I mentioned, it's on the staff and the coaches to make that possible and buy into those guys and make sure they have that opportunity.
Soup, I was talking with a former Badger. I guess I didn't clear this with him, so I won't say his name. But I was talking to a former Badger, and he brought up this point as far as NIL recruiting. And I think this is really a unique question for you. That's why I wanted to ask it, is that back when he played, which was more of like the mid-2000s, it was, you know, the idea of recruiting. They always talk about like someone who loves football. Like, what's your why for playing football? And you can obviously, I'm sure you see it now when you're in the front offices of like trying to figure out what someone's why is. Like, is it to make the money? And then when you get that payday, are you just going to take the foot off the gas a little bit? Is it about you just love football or you want to be the greatest you can be? And what it's always been there in football. I'm sure Barry figured out what your why was in college football. But the difference is now kids in college could get the payday that changes their life, and then their why has already been affected. And then so how do you manage it, or how do you look for it at the pro level, but how would you look for it even at the college level? Because it is important. If there's a difference there.
Right. Well, I think the codification of, and I believe we got it codified in Madison, but I know some schools now it's contractual, right? So if you do leave early, some of these players may have to give some of that money back, right? And it's always going to be a crapshoot on if a player is going to get a better opportunity from a team that can pay him more money. Right? That's where the character and the recruitment comes in, because there's always re-recruitment, right? We have Lance Mason here as a free agent, right? Tight ends come up here. I mean, Lance, obviously the first thing me and him talked about was Badger football, right? Couldn't get enough of it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the status. Let's talk about the program. Let's talk about how we get better. What did you see? Yep. Where can we get better, right? The NIL is something that is here and it's operating without rules. But because it's operating around rules, then having an AD that understands, a coach that can do more with less, is an advantage to me because the rules are always going to be changing. So you can never bet on a player being there for 4 years. If we can only offer a player $8 million and another team comes in and offers him $15 million, that player is probably going to take that $15 million because the NFL is never a guarantee, right? And from a personnel person in the NFL, they say money makes you who you are. So that's a home run for me because now I get to see how you operate as a millionaire before we potentially draft you or bring you in to be anywhere a part of our organization. So that is what it takes in college football, but you have to be aware of that, which goes back to my point. How strong are your recruiting strategies? How strong are your retention strategies? What is your earmark? How much money do we have to earmark? These are our top 15 players that are going to be sought after next year. How do we get ahead of that process? How do we structure the contracts? How do we structure the budget? What do we have left? So when the AD comes in, I'm sure that they'll have all these conversations with Luke and his staff and Marcus and those guys over there. But when you look at the situation as a whole, it's not a perfect situation, but you still have to be perfect in it. And that's the challenge. And you got to be up for it.
Well,
you got to be up for it.
Soup, we appreciate your time. Great insight. Congratulations again on the Super Bowl. That is amazing. It's been really fun to see you go from my co-host to an AD with the Badgers to working with the Bears to now in the front office with another big-time Wisconsinite and John Schneider building out a Super Bowl team there. So we look forward to your continued success and you know, congratulations on the Super Bowl and keep it rolling, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate you having me. JR, the beard look.
Yeah.
It's a good look on you, bro.
I had to go soup. I shaved the head and go with the beard, man. He's in the club now. I should have worn my glasses today.
Well, listen, guys, I love the work you guys are doing, man. Keep holding the Badgers accountable. That's how we're going to be better, man. Keep holding the integrity of the program. I appreciate you guys having us on. I'm always passionate when I talk about the Badgers. I have a hard time not being passionate about it, but everybody that came through that program left a brick in that program. We all put a brick in that program to help continue to build it. We all feel the same way. We all want Wisconsin Badger football to get back to the elite level that it once was. So I'm always a phone call away for anybody in the Wisconsin family for any help for anything. And I appreciate you guys.
All right, Soup. Thank you so much. Super Bowl champion Lamar Soup Campbell here on The Jump Around.